Becky led me down a narrow corridor to the front entry hall, where a grand staircase curled upward. A tall grandfather clock sat at the foot of the stairs, pecking away at the hour as if a crow trapped inside were trying to break loose. The walnut linen chest that Madam had fussed over at the dock was set in front of the clock. Opposite the chest was the door that led to the street. Two other doors with tarnished brass pulls faced the hall. Becky pointed to the door on the right. "That there's the master's library. You don't step foot in it without permission. He don't like his things touched." A library with books? And maps and papers all in a jumble. It's a wonder he can find anything. She opened the door on the left and entered, me at her heels. "This is the good parlor, where I'll serve the tea. The drawing room is upstairs. We'll clean up there later. Open them windows." The room was crowded with furniture draped with cloth. The air was thick and stale. I pulled aside the heavy drapes and stretched on my toes to push up the window. The sills were dusty, and the corners were spun thick with spider webs studded with dead flies. I went to open the next window as Becky laid out a rag on each sill. "Wipe down the windows and sweep the floor before you uncover the furniture," she said. The second window was stubborn. I pushed as hard as I could until it suddenly flew up and I near lost my balance. Becky grabbed me before I tumbled outside. "Easy on," she said as I regained my balance. "You're no good to me with a cracked head." Three soldiers wearing homespun shirts and carrying muskets walked past the window, laughing loudly. "I wish they'd all go home," Becky muttered. "Soldiers is a nuisance." "You don't like the rebels?" I asked. Becky put a finger to her lips and pulled me away from the window. "Listen to me good. Them that feeds us," she pointed upstairs, "they're loyalists, Tories. That means we're Tories too, understand?"
"Yes, ma'am,"
I nodded. But I hesitated, not sure if I was allowed to ask questions. Master Lockton claimed he was a patriot on the docks. Becky fought to open the final window. A cool breeze flowed through the room and stirred the dust. "He was faking to protect his skin. Some folks switch back and forth. One day they're for the king, the next is all liberty and freedom. Huzzah! A tribe of Mr. Face in both ways. That's what you'll find in New York. But you know what never changes?"
I shook my head. "No. What?"
"Madam wants lemon cakes with her tea. She is terrible fond of cakes, is Madam. Lady Clarissa Seymour is coming to hear all the news from Boston."
"A lady? A royal lady?"
Becky laughed. "Close enough. She's the master's aunt. She's rich and old and owns land in three countries. The master hopes to inherit the lot when she dies, so they treat her like the queen herself, to her face at least." The grandfather clock in the hall bonged loudly, four times, startling us both. "Wretched clock," Becky muttered. "I'm off to the baker. Finish sweeping in here and dusting. After that, polish the teapot and bring in the firewood. Don't stop moving, whatever you do."